The day before the annual open house, the old Chester homestead once again echoes with the sounds of the Chester family, sweeping the dirt yard, cooking a meal, chopping wood for the wood stove. Occasionally, someone lets loose with an old swamper holler. In the age before telephones, people hollered to signal one another, to call livestock, or simply for the sheer joy of it. 12-year-old Bill Chester, who grew up in the homestead, was recorded demonstrating the hollering tradition in 1944. Bill's parents were the last Chesters to live here. His father, Tom, finally moved to town in 1959. Tom's leaving symbolized the end of an era for the Chester family, and the end of a way of life for those who had been born and raised in the Okefenokee. But their voices have been preserved for future generations thanks to sound recordings made by naturalist and folklore collector Francis Harper. Harper frequently heard Chester women and girls singing old ballads while doing chores. In the summer of 1944, he borrowed a battery-operated tape recorder from the Library of Congress and recorded Tom Chester's daughters, Gertie Lou and Ruby, singing The Sailor on the Deep Blue Sea. They were doing laundry in the family syrup shed, pounding out loose dirt with a paddle-shaped battling stick.
Mine of the dead and body, my father's forsaken me, and I have no one to love me but the sailor on the deep blue sea.
These days, the old songs are most often heard when local folk play the Harper recordings for new generations. And the sounds of the battling stick come alive only at the Chester Homestead Open House. Chester descendants and other swampers come to celebrate their identity and the way of life which once flourished here. At a recent open house, the late Bernice Chester Roddenberry, Tom's cousin, sat at a quilting frame on the homestead's front porch greeting visitors and reminiscing about times past on Chester's Island when people came together for work and play.
And they would get together sometimes and have wood sawing. Everybody around used wood stove, you know, and fodder pulling, peanut popping. They would pop the peanuts, get a bunch around, and you have to shell the peanuts before you planted them. So they would buy the peanuts in the hull, and then they'd all get together some different homes and have a peanut popping. When they got that done, sometimes they'd have a frolic, a dance, they call it.
Hi there. Good to see you.
Today's Chester Open House showcases swamper life, including traditions like turpentining, peanut boiling, battling stick washing, quilting, sacred harp singing, and cooking on a wood stove. The open house coincides with National Wildlife Refuge Week, but for swampers and their descendants, especially those with roots on Chester's Island, the event is far more personal.
We do it for mostly family.
Judy Drury is Bernice Chester Roddenberry's daughter. Along with her six sisters and other family, she cooks on the homestead's wood stove.
We do the cooking and we do, you know, everything that we do here today and tomorrow is because Mama instilled family into us and she wants us to be able to show people this is a Chester family. You know, this is what we are.
To celebrate the family connection, the sisters prepare simple Southern favorites using family recipes. Their mama's biscuits and their grandma Needy Chester's pumpkin pie, flavored with lemon instead of cinnamon and made from real pumpkin.
That's getting there?
That's pretty near it. Just need a little bit more canned milk.
After the meal is prepared, all seven sisters gather behind the homestead to practice for their annual performance of sacred harp singing. The singing style takes its name from the sacred harp, an oblong-shaped tune book of religious songs which was much beloved by older generations of Chessers. In 1944, Francis Harper recorded sacred harp singing by the sisters' grandfather Harry Chester, his two sisters Kate and Roxy, and his cousin Tom Chester. Amazing Grace is one of many songs found in the sacred harp. The tunes are set in three- or four-part harmony without instrumental accompaniment. A distinctive feature of this tradition is the use of specially shaped note heads, which help the singers learn to read music. Songs are first sung with the syllables fa, sol, la, and mi, which correspond to the printed shapes in the sacred harp book.
So, so.
At the open house, the sisters sing several selections from the Sacred Harp. They always include their granddaddy Harry Chester's favorite, Amazing Grace. They say they sing in memory of him and in memory of all the Chessers and other Swampers whose voices once rang throughout the Okefenokee. I'm Lori Summers.